Devo.
Mangia solo un potere.
Bhaktada is seeing five forms of the children.
Bella.
The first one is the eternal form of a point of light. You remember your form, don't you? You remember that form? Hope you don't forget that form. Your eternal form, a point of light. The second form is the form, your form of a deity at the beginning of the cycle. Have you reached that stage of form of a deity? Have you reached that stage? The third stage is your stage of the one who is worthy of worship. You remember that form too, don't you? All of you are also worshipped, aren't you? Or is it that only those who live in Bharat are worshipped? Is your form worship? Baba is asking Sister Gayatri, is your form also worshipped? And she says, yes. Kumars, you say, is your form also worshipped? Yes. So your third form, is your worship worthy form, or your form in which you are worthy of worship?
Sangam Yogi.
Fourth form is
Brahman Swarup.
Your Brahmin form at Sangam Yoga.
Our last man.
And the last one is your angel form. Now, are you able to remember all your five forms? Have all the five forms come in your awareness? Okay, then, now in 1 second, stabilize yourselves in these five forms. Can you become the embodiment of them? Can you experience them? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can you experience them at one time? Are you experiencing them already? All the five forms are so lovely.
Jab jao. Jis bhi roop mein sthit hone jao. Socha.
You should be able to stabilize yourself in any form you want. You think of it and you begin to experience it.
Exercise.
This is the spiritual exercise of the mind.
आजकल सभी क्या करते हैं?
What do people do these days? They do exercises, don't they?
जैसे आत्मे भी.
Just as at the beginning, in your world, that is in Satyug, it's your world, is it not? So, in that world, you did exercise in a natural way whilst moving around. You did not do exercise by standing in one place and saying 1, 2, 3 and moving your limbs. You didn't do that. Similarly, at the end too, Baba makes you do the exercise of the mind. Just as by doing physical exercise, the body stays healthy, doesn't it? Similarly, keep doing the exercise of the mind whilst moving around.
इसके लिए टाइम नहीं चाहिए.
For that, you do not need extra time.
5 seconds.
It may be only for 5 seconds. Can't you spare even 5 seconds sometimes? Just 5 seconds. Is there anyone so busy that he or she cannot even spare 5 seconds? Is there anyone? Raise your hand if you are so busy that you cannot spare even 5 minutes. No one? You have time, don't you? Then you won't say, will you? What to do? I don't get time. You won't say that again, will you? You get time, don't you? Do you get time? And you keep doing this exercise from time to time in between, during actions, whatever actions you may be performing. Whilst performing those actions, spare 5 seconds and do the exercise of the mind. Be healthy. It will always be okay. Bab Dada says that you can actually spare 5 seconds every hour to do this exercise of the mind. Is it possible? Will it be possible? Double foreigner sitting on the brother's side, on Baba's right side. Tell, is it possible? Is it possible? Then raise your hand.
Yes.
What about those at the back? Yeah, you're also raising your hand. What about those sitting on the left, Baba's left? It is possible. It is possible. And those sitting in the middle, say, is it possible? And they raise their hand. See, everyone is saying that it is possible. Now, remember that. Remember that you raised your hand in Om Shanti Bhavan. Don't forget it. Then all the complaints which you have of your mind, you say, what to do, this mind is not so stable. What is it that, you know, what actually happens is that you make your mind into a mond. You know, mond is a weight. In the olden days, they used to have pounds, seers and monds. Now they have changed into kilograms, you know. So Baba is rhyming words. You make the man or mind into mond, M-A-U-N-D, that's a weight. And if you continue to do this exercise of the mind, then you will become very light. You will form a practice.